Picture this, a guy, let's call him John, 34 years old, healthy, works out, no medical issues whatsoever. He meets someone he's really excited about, like really excited. They've been texting for weeks. The chemistry is undeniable. And finally, the night comes. And then nothing happens down there. Not because he wasn't attracted to her. Not because he didn't want it. His body just, I don't know, checked out. And in that moment, lying there feeling completely betrayed by his own anatomy, the story he told himself was, something is wrong with me. He tried again the next week and the week after that, each time carrying the memory of the last time, each time the stakes feeling just a little bit higher, each time his body feeling a little less trustworthy. That's performance anxiety. And I promise you, it's so much more common than anyone talks about. Hi there, and welcome to the Great Sex Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Heather England. I'm a coach, psychotherapist, and certified sex therapist. I want this podcast to empower you to live your best life by creating fabulous relationships and the type of sexual intimacy you truly want. Before we dive in, today's podcast is brought to you by my two on-demand online workshops on ED. The first is focused on mastering performance anxiety because it's the number one contributor to ED. And the second is a workshop specifically for female partners of those with ED because partners need support too, and that often gets completely overlooked. I'm so excited about both of these trainings, and the feedback I've gotten has been incredible. I'll share the links in the show notes, so definitely check those out. Okay, so let's talk about ED. And specifically, let's talk about the kind that nobody really understands, including the guys experiencing it. Here's the thing that I want you to hold on to for this entire episode. If erections work sometimes but disappear when the pressure's on, that's usually not a physical problem. That's what we call performance anxiety. And those are two very different things with very different solutions. I work with a lot of men and couples around sexual issues, and ED comes up constantly. And what breaks my heart every single time is how much shame is wrapped around it. Men come in thinking they're broken, thinking they're less of a man, thinking their bodies failed them in some fundamental way. And often, none of that is true. Let me paint the picture of what performance anxiety ED actually looks like in real life, because I think a lot of guys hear performance anxiety and think it's some vague psychological concept that doesn't really apply to them. You lose your erection the moment you start paying attention to it. You want sex, you're genuinely into it, but the second your brain goes, okay, is this working? Am I hard enough? It's gone. Or you get anxious before sex even starts. You're lying there with your partner, and instead of being present and turned on, you're already in your head running worst case scenarios. And one bad experience, just one, makes the next time feel like you're stepping up to the plate in the World Series. The stakes feel enormous. Sound familiar? Yep, that's the pattern. And here's what makes it so confusing and so frustrating. The erections do happen. They happen in the morning. They happen when you are doing solo masturbation. They happen during random moments throughout the day. So it's not a plumbing issue. It's completely inconsistent, which honestly makes it feel really confusing. Like your body is specifically betraying you in the moments that matter, and you can't figure out why. Like, why does it not work when you really want to be intimate with a partner? So what is actually happening physiologically? Because I think understanding this genuinely helps. Erections don't happen because you will them into existence. They happen when your body feels safe enough to respond. That's it, safety. Your nervous system has to be in a relaxed, open state for arousal to flow naturally. Performance anxiety flips that completely on its head. The moment anxiety kicks in, your attention shifts from your body, from sensation, from your partner into your head. You start monitoring. You start evaluating. How hard is your penis? Is it hard enough for penetration? Is it happening? Am I staying hard? Am I doing okay? And the second that self-observation takes over, the sensation fades and you lose your erection. It just does. And from your nervous system's perspective, that pressure, that emotional threat of potential failure feels a lot like physical danger. So your body does what bodies do under threat. It pulls resources away from arousal and towards protection. Your nervous system doesn't know the difference between a tiger chasing you and the terror of possibly losing your erection in front of someone you care about. It responds the same way. It pulls the blood out of your penis and into your heart and your lungs and your major muscle groups. And so you lose your erection. And this happens faster than conscious thought, which is why just knowing this, just understanding it intellectually, doesn't always fix it. Your body has already responded before your rational brain even gets a chance to weigh in. Now, most guys try really reasonable things when this starts happening. And I want to validate that because these aren't dumb choices. They're logical. They just don't work. Reassurance is usually the first thing that happens. A partner says, oh, it's okay. Don't worry about it. And the guy tries to believe that. But here's the problem with reassurance. It actually keeps your attention on whether or not the erection's happening, which reinforces the exact monitoring that shut things down in the first place. It's a weird paradox, but it's real. Trying harder is the next thing. More effort, more focus, more touching yourself, more mental coaching. And that makes it worse because more effort means more checking and more distance from your sensation and more pressure on yourself. So you're just putting yourself into this giant anxiety loop. And then there's medication, the little blue pill. And look, I have a whole other blog post and episode about this, but here's the short version. Medication helps with blood flow. It does not create a sense of psychological safety. For guys whose ED is being driven by anxiety, the pill often doesn't solve the problem. In fact, it can become one more thing to monitor. Is it working? What if it doesn't kick in? What if it works, but I still lose it? Pills don't work for roughly 30% of the people who try them, by the way, and that's not a small number. What all of these strategies have in common is that they teach your body over time that sex is something to manage, something to survive, rather than something to be in the moment with, something to experience. And that's how the pattern gets really sticky, because your central nervous system learns through repetition. Anxiety shows up during sex. So you either avoid it or you white knuckle your way through it. And the distress drops short term and your body learns to anticipate the pressure even quicker the next time. It becomes this self-reinforcing loop. And without deliberately interrupting it, it tends to stabilize, not to resolve on its own, but it stabilizes into this cycle of ED. I've seen guys living with this for years, sometimes decades, who just accept it as their reality. And that genuinely makes me sad because it doesn't have to be. So what actually helps, and I want to be really clear here because this is important, this doesn't improve through insight alone. Understanding why it's happening, as useful as that is not sufficient. It improves through practice, through retraining. What that looks like is learning how to respond differently when anxiety shows up instead of fighting it or fleeing from it. Because here's the truth, you can't eliminate anxiety from sex entirely. It's going to show up sometimes. The goal isn't to never feel anxious. The goal is to not have anxiety run the whole show. It also means practicing in ways that reduce pressure without avoiding intimacy altogether. Because avoidance is a dead end. Every time you avoid the situation of being intimate, you actually reinforce your anxiety. And it means rebuilding trust in your body, not monitoring the outcomes, not evaluating your performance, but actually learning to stay in your body and enjoy all of the sensations you are feeling, even when you're a little unsure. These aren't motivational ideas, they're actual skills, skills your nervous system can learn over time with the right kind of practice. I want to address a few things I hear all the time because I think they're worth naming directly. Is this just in my head? No, thoughts may trigger it, but the shutdown happens in the nervous system. Your body is responding the way it physiologically is designed. So it's a real learned physiological response. It's not a character flaw. It's not a measure of your masculinity. It's not proof that you're a failure at sex. It's a pattern your nervous system got stuck in, and patterns can change. What if medication hasn't helped is another question I hear. Well, that's completely common with performance anxiety ED. If anxiety is driving the problem, pills aren't targeting the actual issue. That's not a personal failure. It's just a mismatch between the tool you're using to fix it, i.e. the pill, and the actual problem, the anxiety. Another question I hear is, do I need to involve my partner? Well, not necessarily. It's ideal if you can, but some men don't have partners. Some men work through this individually, and that's completely okay. Others find that having their partner involved shifts the dynamic in really helpful ways. Both work. There's no one right answer. It's whatever works best for you. Although the research does show that including your partner is beneficial. And to the partners listening, because I know a lot of you are here, this is not about you. It's not about your attractiveness, your desirability, your worth as a partner, your sexiness, your body size. The body doesn't distinguish between a partner it loves and a partner it doesn't when anxiety is running the show. Please don't take it personally. Your partner's ED is your partner's issue. You did not do anything to cause their ED. And please be careful about reassurance for the reasons I mentioned earlier. What helps is lowering the pressure in the environment, not commenting on the erection itself. So here's where we landed today. Performance anxiety is the number one cause of erectile dysfunction in otherwise healthy men. It's a nervous system pattern, not a character flaw. It doesn't mean you're not a man. It doesn't mean you're a failure. Reassurance, willpower. Oh, there's my dog in the background. Reassurance, willpower, and medication often don't resolve it because none of them retrain the body. What works is skill-based practice that reduces pressure, rebuilds trust in your body, and changes how anxiety gets handled in the moment. You're not broken. This is learnable. You can address performance anxiety, full stop. Thanks again for joining me on today's episode. Don't forget to subscribe, share the podcast with a friend who might enjoy it, and leave a positive review. And if any of this resonated, check out the show notes for links to both of my on-demand ED workshops. Until next time, my wish is for you to create a life filled with phenomenal relationships and fabulous sexual intimacy. Thanks again. Bye-bye.